Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, just hang on a second. Now, this is what I'm talking about. Did I just hear that right? One out of every five teachers said that they feel safer if they were armed in a public school. You do know the manifesto of mass murders. They're looking for gun-free zones, right, which are completely unconstitutional, therefore illegal. Where are they taking these polls? I mean, folks, did you hear about the tiger who's happy and he feels safer that his fangs were taken out and his claws were removed? Did you hear about the ox who was so happy that his horns were taken off? Now he can't defend himself anymore. And they want you to believe this. I mean, folks, there's some people, one out of every 329.5 million people that will wear a button. Of course, they were bought and paid for to wear that button that says, proudly unarmed. What kind of a message is that to a criminal? My goodness, folks, it just doesn't get any more backwards than what you just heard. Isaiah 59, Isaiah 5:20. Incredible. They want you to believe that people feel safer if they're disarmed. They want you to believe that Joe Biden is the president of the United States. You get the point. Yeah, okay, anyways. Anyways, I just thought I had to say that. That is incredible. Folks, if you want to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to the page. Join us on social media platforms. This is the number one and number two show on Genesis Communication Networks out of 65 different show hosts. We also are broadcasting into 157, 159. I think it's 159 now. Cities across the country. By the way, if you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, what we're going to be talking about, this is not what I said. I'll be talking about that during the end of the show. I'm going to tee this up. Morning show host Tim Brown's going to jump on with me, and so I need to get busy. By the way, also on sonsoflibertymedia.com, social media platforms, and or beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com. Okay? Let's get to this. Again, this is Disney for you on social media platforms. I want you to listen to this. This is a man with a mustache dressed up as a woman at the Enchanted Chamber. I mean, as if the American people have not got enough of the perversions of Disney over the last 20 and 30 years in this country. There's absolutely no excuse for this. This stops when the American people quit supporting these organizations. Okay, but you got to see this. This is at Disney. I mean, what is it that the American people haven't caught on to yet? Apparently they failed to get the memo. Is that what's going on here, or what am I missing here? This is a man standing there with a mustache on, bringing in little girls, And, of course, making a prey out of the children again, there's no better place to go than there, is there? Absolutely not, there isn't. What's interesting, the man in a dress working in a dress store for little girls at Disneyland. Again, this is who Disney wants girls to see when they first walk in to pick out a dress. Pay attention to what's going on, Americans. As I just said, what is it that the American people haven't caught on to? When the American people quit supporting these corporations who are working hand in glove with the government, the government gives them huge tax breaks. When they call in the favor, the corporations are right there to push their state-sponsored agendas. They're illegal Americans. Leviticus 18:22, 2013, Jude 1:7, Romans 1:26, start there, and 30 other or 29 other references to God condemning that which these corporations in America are advocating for. Look at this. We have celebrating pride. This is Wendy's. Celebrating pride. This is McDonald's. Celebrating pride. This is Kentucky Fried Chicken. Do you see how this works, folks? Pizza Hut, celebrating diversity. Papa John's carrying the flag that God gave to the children of Israel. I'm sorry, not to the children of Israel, but to the people that remained after the flood. And why was there a flood? Because the Lord destroyed the wickedness of man and man because of their wickedness. So what do the homo-sodomites do? They go ahead and pick up the flag that God gave, saying that he would never destroy the world again. Nope, it's not going to be by water. Friends, do keep in mind it's going to be by fire next time. So they want to go ahead and dare the justice of God. Let me continue on. By the way, if you want to reference Genesis 9:12, check that out. Taco Bell, we already know that they're a global organization. They're celebrating pride. Arby's has a rainbow safely behind it, as if to suggest we don't know what that's about. Domino's is supporting pride. We have others. I think it's Krispy Kreme. I'm not sure about Chick-fil-A, but there's talk of that right now. We've seen them support the SPLC before, friends, and then we also have Starbucks, who's not shy about the perversions that they support. They've never been shy about it. And when is it that the American people are going to understand that without you supporting their corporations, they do not survive? And yet, all over the country, I just got back from Arizona, the only place that a person could get coffee was in Starbucks. Where are the little guys? Oh, that's right. They were shut down by the governors illegally throughout the United States under the guise of the pandemic, which we have now found that 300,000 people in this country alone have died from the experimental jabs. And now they're admitting that it was an experiment. Of course it is. We're seeing cancer skyrocketing. We're seeing other side effects skyrocketing across the country. Yet the American people are back to sleep. Yet in other countries, friends, what are they doing? They're standing up in the millions, protesting their governments for the crimes committed against them. And they don't even need to be claiming that they're a Christian nation, yet America does. I mean, again, how backwards can this get, friends? You really cannot make up what's going on here. What I'm going to do on the other side of this break is I'm going to bring you over to Target. I played it during the last segment of the show yesterday. I want to play the whole thing for you today. It's about 3 minutes long. It gets right to the point. We see what Target is supporting. We see what they're advocating for. Matter of fact, if you haven't seen this, this is one of the shirts that they sell at Target. It has a picture of a goat's head with their diversity symbol. Again, acting out without God, creating war against God. They haven't learned the lesson that they don't win that war. And it says, Satan respects pronouns, with a goat's head on the front of it. This is sold at Target's. Satan respects pronouns, with a confused human being that is going to grow up hating the older generation for tolerating those that are confusing him illegally. Come on, friends. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back on the other side.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
spring is in the air, and with the seasons changing and the hope of new things to come, now is the perfect time to visit our store at sonsoflibertyradio.com. At our store, you will find a plethora of wonderful products that will help you seek and save that which is lost. There are books, DVDs, T-shirts, and more, all containing an eye-opening message of truth, along with some brand new items that are sure to open men and women's eyes and bring people to the knowledge of the truth. Plus, by visiting our store and giving to the Sons of Liberty, you are helping us continue to reach both young and old with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. So if you're looking for some products that will have an impact for eternity and help to support us in reaching the masses, visit our store now at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
By the way, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Folks, things are spinning out because the 329.5 million people are tolerating the crimes of less than 1.7% of the population. Faith without works is dead, my friends. James 2:14-26. When we got back from Arizona, we heard what was going on over at Target. I needed to directly confront the issue, so I did. I went into the local Target, and this is what I encountered when I got there. And then when I confronted him, I'll tell you a little bit about that after I show you this video. Check it out. We're going to go into Target really quick and just see what they have as far as all this, what they call transgenderism clothing line and their satanic clothing line. And this is in Buffalo, Minnesota. So let's see what they got. One t-shirt says, busy thinking about girls. Another t-shirt says, live, laugh, lesbian. This is in the kids section at Target. Ask me about my pronouns. I already showed you the picture of the satanic t-shirt with the goat's head on it. Another one's pride. Two women with two kids with a heart. They call it love. It's not love, friends. It's lust. It's perversion. It's an abomination in the sight of God. Here we go, confronting the manager. As nice as I could.
For you.
Sure thing.
So, what's this? You're in the most conservative county in the state of Minnesota,
mm-hmm,
promoting this.
Yep.
Really? I mean, how's that working?
Look at his shirt. Love is love.
I mean, me personally, I really have nothing to do with it.
So. Me personally, okay, I have nothing to do with it, as he has the rainbow Love is Love t-shirt on. This is what happens when you confront him. This guy looks like he was about ready to defecate himself because someone's actually standing up to his abominable choices that are illegal in the state, as I just called it out for what it was.
Is doing your job?
Yes.
Okay, so our laws condemn this in the state. You know
it
that,
does, right? Friends.
This is against the law to promote this. It's in the front. It's in the back. Nobody wants it in the county. But you guys are selling it anyways. And you guys have lost, what, $8 billion across the country already over the last week because of this?
Okay, Minnesota, I just want to make clear that you do understand it. First of all, if it contradicts God's law, it's null and void. So we are a moral people. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other, said the second president of the United States of America. They're trying to demoralize the American people so they can enslave the people. That's what this is about, and act arbitrarily as tyrants like to act, okay? But when you go to the state statute in Minnesota alone, it's section 609.352. It is a molestation of the minds of the children, and it is against the law. It is a felony in every state of our union. 609.352 in the state of Minnesota. Just wanted to give you a reference.
And you're still not listening? We
look
don't
at him.
Here.
Does he look like he expected this?
Oh, I hope so, because this is a perversion and a molestation of the minds of the kids. Okay? And it needs to stop. So I'll tell you what we're going to do. If we still have this stuff up in 7 days, we're going to have about 100 people around the block.
Okay, so what I just told them is they got 7 days to remove this stuff from the store. Or else I'm going to have 100 people protesting their store. I'll have them around their store. I will. Ask Menards if we mean what we say. Ask certain grocery stores in Minneapolis. Ask them if we mean what we say. Folks, if you want to go ahead and act out in an unlawful manner, you have to stand up against it. And you know what's interesting is a lot of people are asking, well, Bradley, if it's against the law, where's the law enforcement? That's exactly the problem. So you contact the chief of police, you contact the sheriffs, and let them know that this is illegal conduct. But you got to first confront them, and that's what we did.
Protesting your store.
Okay.
So you can let your corporate know, we're not putting up with it no more.
So then this guy comes behind what I just said, we're going to protest you. He said, you can go ahead and call them and basically tell them what the issue is. And I said, no, that's your problem, not mine. Listen carefully.
State.
We have our media relations number if you'd like to reach out.
I'm just telling you, you go ahead and do whatever you want to do, but I'm not putting up with that.
That's right.
The people in this county do not want it here.
We already know we're already
here. I think it's good that it's here.
Well, good for you.
On it.
Yeah, well, go look at the state law. It's illegal. I don't care what you think.
Is it your job?
That is my job.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Good thing you're not my mom. That's for sure, because you are perverse at every given level to promote that garbage. There's something wrong with
you. See this girl right on social media platforms? She was actually at Target Security. She seemed elated that we were inside of her store condemning those contents. She was happy that we were there condemning this perversion inside of her store. Even after I shut the camera off, friends, she kept talking to me, and she had a big smile on her face that me and my boys went in there and took the time to condemn what they're advocating for. I wanted to let you know, too, there were several other people that entered this Target and condemned what they're promoting in that store. Also wanted to let you know, friends, that when I was walking away from confronting the manager the way that I did, which was in a very mild manner, good for him, right? It's interesting. I had three kids come out of one of the aisles. They were all girls, probably about 16, 17, 18 years old. You know what they said to me? We totally agree with you. See, here's your problem, Americans. You agree with what I'm talking about. You agree with God's law, but the bad guys, the small portion, the leaven that leavens the whole lump, has its way because you say nothing. And you do nothing about what's going on here. I told those three girls when they said, I'm in agreement with you. You know what I said to them? I said, you got to speak up. You got to go tell them. So let's watch the rest of this.
It was a mental illness. Now if you don't promote it, you're a bigot and a hater. People are tired of it. So was somebody talking to you, by the way? Because I wasn't. Nobody was talking to you. So you got 5 to 7 days. I'm going to be protesting.
Target Corporation.
And I mean what I say, folks. I will protest. We've done it before, and I'll do it again. As a matter of fact, if you want to experience spiritual life, that's what you do. You actually be what you're called to be on this planet. You're called to be Protestants, Protestants. And let me remind you, folks, this is all government-backed. This is all illegal.
I walk by.
Look at this guy. Here's another one having the courage to stand up and do what needs to be done. This guy, and I've done it before as well, is confronting armed Antifa at Drag Queen Storytime. Folks, that's all government-backed. Antifa with AR-15s with masks on, that's all government-sponsored, just so you know. This isn't a foreign country doing this to us. These are paid provocateurs set in place to do the things that they're doing. Check this guy out.
All right, Alex, you need to
and they're playing the victims, friends.
I'm not leaving, guys. You guys, you're trying to get in my way. I'm here on a public street. Get out of my way.
Oh, my God, guys. I'm so scared. The Antifa,
look at this.
They brought their play guns. They're squirt.
Do you see this? The confronting armed Antifa. Look at Antifa. Those people, and they're cowards, every one of them. Rest assured they are. They're all cowards. They're all paid provocateurs. Many of them don't even know what they're standing up for. They're just told to go stand there, and this is what you're going to get paid to do it as they're bust in. This is all factual information, okay? All factual.
Guys, oh my God, your arts and crafts time. Did this mess up your arts and crafts time? You guys are going to be able to go home and play with your arts and crafts.
See, this is called courage, friends.
Look how scary they are. Oh my God, this guy's so scared.
They're just cowards to no end. Embarrassed for him.
Oh my God, I'm so happy you're protecting these children so they can go get indoctrinated and go in there for transgender story time. You're such a good American. God bless this guy. Look at
yeah, I mean, folks, this is how sick some of these people are. And it truly is embarrassing. When I took the time to confront Antifa friends, a lot of them didn't even know what they were there for. They thought they were there to just intimidate other people. But what happens when you stand up and they can intimidate you? Hey, folks, these cowards are powerless when you're not afraid. If you're going to continuously take counsel from your fears, that's why you're ensnared, the Bible tells us in the book of Proverbs. We haven't been given a spirit of fear. We've been given a spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. We don't take counsel from natural fear, friends. We fear the face of God, and we walk in strong confidence, Proverbs 28, and we are courageous because of what he's done through us by the Holy Ghost. The righteous are made bold as lions, and bold means forward to danger. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to pull Tim up on the other side. 1-866-582-9933. Check out the store. Keep us out there. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to Sons and Daughters of Liberty. We don't have sponsors. We have those that continuously keep us out there by supporting us on an individual basis. Folks, we've got lots to do. Check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back after this break.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA USA News update. So far, so good when it comes to the House vote on the debt ceiling and spending rollbacks.
We're going to deal with the debt ceiling. I think things are going as planned, God willing.
President Biden says he hopes the House will approve the measure that he and Speaker Kevin McCarthy agreed to. So does McCarthy.
Today, the American people are going to win. We're going to pass the largest cut in American history.
Two more men are just about ready to enter the campaign for the Republican presidential nomination, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie and former Vice President Mike Pence. The number of job openings up in April, more than 10 million help wanted ads. That's far more than experts expected. The Federal Trade Commission is suing Amazon and its Ring doorbell unit. The suit says Ring, giving its employees unrestricted access to customers' videos, reflects a dangerously overbroad attitude towards privacy and security. Richard Johnson, USA News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Okay, so let's get this on. I have with us right now the Sons of Liberty, not Duck Dynasty. This is Tim Brown from the Sons of Liberty morning show host with us right now. Tim, I'm totally having fun with you, but I gotta tell you how I teed this up, friends. I was talking to Tim earlier, and I said, Tim, I want you to jump on, and I want you to talk about some of the things that you're highlighting to me right now, maybe some of the topics that I missed over the last couple days. And I said, do you still have that beard? And he said, yep. I said, well, you're going to have to shave it before we do the show live. But anyways, I'm totally having fun. Tim, thanks for jumping on. Do I have you right now on live radio here?
Yeah, you should have me.
Okay, good. Okay, so listen, I literally have tons of things I need to cover right now. And what I want to do is I want to show a video, Tim, of what's happening at the Dodgers Stadium. And you may have not seen this, you may have, but I want the viewers to see what's happening here and how they're just blatantly using men dressed up as nuns to blaspheme the name of Christ. And this is a dangerous danger to all of us if we tolerate this, because we would be complicit concerning the crimes of those that are doing this, because God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap, in Galatians 6:7. So I'm going to go ahead and play this, and I want people to check it out. Tim, I hope you can see
the
this
LA Dodgers
well.
Made some news this week after they invited, then uninvited, then re-invited the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence to Pride Night at Dodger Stadium.
Look at this. This
so
is
who
insane.
Are these so-called sisters? Well, they're anti-Jesus drag nuns. You heard me right. And when they're not at Dodger Stadium, you can find them doing things like this.
They're pole dancing on a crucifix, folks. This is what the Dodgers are supporting. Okay, and then you have two men being perverse with one another while one is acting as if he's Christ.
They're simulating crucifixions and pole dancing on the cross. What a disgrace.
But I would say it goes further than a disgrace. I believe what we're doing is inviting the judgments of God upon us when we tolerate such acts as this, Tim. And I think it's important for people to understand that this is in no way a game. What say you, bro?
Well, that's exactly right. I did see some of it, and man, I mean, talk about blasphemous. But here's the thing. If the people had enforced the law before, when these guys started coming out of the closet, because their whole point is to come out of the closet and to take the people of God and to push them in the closet. That's what they want to do. If we would have dealt with them before, the way God says his judgments, which are just, unlike the prison system is,
yes.
If we'd have dealt with them before, these guys wouldn't even be around.
Yeah, that's right.
They just wouldn't be around. We would have dealt with them. But since we don't do it, and since we want to be, you know, look, more than anybody, you know, I want to be kind to people. I want to give them the benefit of the doubt. You know that more than anybody. But when you're going to go and do stuff like this out in the public, and you're going to try to wrap up the kids in this and push it in our face with everything that we're going to do, I'm sorry, there's only one end for you.
That's right.
And the scriptures are very clear that is a dirt nap. That's what it should be. Now, am I advocating murder? No, I'm advocating justice. And, of course, we believe in due process. But the end of that should not be a prison cell where the victims and their families and people who aren't even a part of it are paying to keep those people up. It is to send them to the judge.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting when you look at this, Tim. If you see them acting in such a fashion publicly, can you imagine the crimes that they're responsible for in private?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, there is a reason that we have a Luke 17, too, where it says it's better for them to take a millstone and wrap it around their own necks rather than to offend one of these little ones. But they so choose to make the little ones their objective. And this is one of the things that I've continuously warned of. And 15 years ago, I was hated by a good portion of the said conservatives who are actually advocating for this. Let me show you right now. And Tim, I'm going to go ahead and let you weigh in on this one. But we have, according to Communist Network News, the Ugandan president signs on to one of the world's harshest, he said, anti-LGBTQ bills into law. And I want you, because, Tim, you basically piggybacked this article, and then you posted on Sons of Liberty Media, Uganda's president sides with the law of God. That's exactly right. And it's interesting, because this also came up, that Ted Cruz, people are trying to figure out why these laws or these individuals are so emboldened to come out. Well, one of the good guys, as they're sold to you by the mainstream media, Ted Cruz said this Uganda law is horrific and wrong. He said any law criminalizing homosexuality or imposing the death penalty for aggravated homosexuality is grotesque and an abomination. So he literally perverted the Word of God, introverted it, and what he did is he made it the opposite as to what the Word of God actually declared concerning these crimes. So instead of it being an abomination in the sight of God, what they're doing is advocating for it as a normalized lifestyle, and it's against human rights to actually enforce God's law against them. What say you?
Well, that's exactly right. He stood the scriptures on their head, because the scriptures say that those men or those women, it specifically points out men, but those who engage in those kinds of things, it says very clearly, it's an abomination. I mean, that's what it says. And so I can tell you from going down here, me and a friend went down years ago when Ted Cruz was illegally running for president, because he's not a natural born citizen. He is naturalized by an act of Congress. That's different than being a natural born citizen. Well, we went down there to hear him, and he got to talking, and he actually had the guy from Duck Dynasty down there, and he was introducing him, and Ted got on this thing, and all of a sudden he went to Second Chronicles where he talks about, you know, my people, and all of a sudden everybody chimed in quoting that verse. And I'm going to tell you what, I'm not a touchy-feely, you know, kind of stuff about that. That room was as dead as it could be, though it was filled up with people, and they were all quoting the scriptures, but it was was dead. It was just totally dead. So I'm not surprised to see Ted Cruz doing the same thing that Donald Trump did to try to undo what God said was a just commandment, a just law, and a just statute, and that is he forbids men to be with men, women to be with women. He forbids it. He forbids men to be with beasts. He forbids men to be with their stepmother or to uncover their father's nakedness or any of this stuff. He forbids all of that. And for Ted Cruz to come out, a self-proclaimed Christian, and say, imposing the death penalty for aggravated homosexuality is grotesque and an abomination. Well, Ted, I didn't give the punishment. I didn't give the judgment. Neither did the Ugandan president. God, the one you say that you're one of his, you're taking his name in vain when you're doing this, and the Bible says the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. You're taking his name in vain. You're perverting the word of God. You're a false teacher in doing this.
Yeah, he's giving counsel to God is what he's doing, and he's correcting God. You know, and when you told me this about Ted today, Tim, it didn't come as to any surprise, because if you're not going to stand up against it, you're guilty of it. And this is exactly why our kids are under attack right now, is because of the likes of a Ted Cruz. Now, if you don't mind, and Tim, I got you for two segments here, but I do want to highlight this. I want people to see this, because I don't think everybody's seen it. You played it on your morning show. And for all of those that still have their heads stuck in the sand concerning Donald Trump, I want you to see this, because I think this is going to be quite shocking, because, again, most people don't know this. So please do observe what I'm about ready to show you. And then, Tim, I'm going to go ahead and let you highlight after I play this portion of video on Donald Trump. Check this out.
Pro-gay president in America.
Trump is the most pro-gay president in America.
My name is Rick Grinnell. I'm America's first openly gay cabinet member. As a United States senator, Joe Biden said gay people couldn't receive security clearances because we would be a security risk.
Of course.
Joe must have been terrified when Donald Trump appointed me as acting director of national intelligence.
National intelligence.
The gay didn't even faze Donald Trump. Joe Biden certainly didn't congratulate the appointment or even acknowledge it. But his silence was deafening. President Trump has done more to advance the rights of gays and lesbians in 3 years than Joe Biden did in 40-plus years.
Oh, my goodness. I want you to hear what he just said. Donald Trump has done more for the gays, the sodomites. That's all he had to do, is tell the people that he was a Christian, and the people went right along with it, right? Because they're as much as Christian as he is. That's the problem. And Americans haven't understood what real Christianity is yet. But this guy right here said that in 3 years, Donald Trump has done more for the gays than Joe Biden has in 40 years. But in your mindset, the way that the mainstream media sold him to you, both of them, you have your understanding completely perverted or twisted in two different directions, thinking the opposite of both of them, because this is confusion by design, Daniel 9-7. I'm going to play the rest of this. Check it out.
In Washington, for 4 decades, Joe Biden has attacked the LGBT community.
Baloney. Baloney.
As a U.S. Senator, Biden supported Don't Ask, Don't Tell and the Defense of Marriage Act.
Baloney.
Biden voted to cut off federal funds.
As you can see, it's baloney.
That teaches acceptance of homosexuality. Biden said again and again that he was against marriage equality.
Senator, do you support gay marriage?
No.
Marriage is between a man and a woman.
And now? Well, now that we've made progress, Joe Biden has changed his mind. I know firsthand that President Trump is the strongest ally that gay Americans have ever had in the White House.
Hey, folks, I just wanted to make clear. Now, do you understand what I was telling you about Donald Trump from inside sources in the White House when we had him on the radio program and social media platforms program here, that Donald Trump was entertaining the sodomites in Florida during his breaks, but the Christians were going out praising him as a Christian man. The very things that the Lord condemns and calls an abomination is the very things that Donald Trump was advocating for. And again, look who's actually advocating and singing his praises now. No more, friends, than them that are guilty of the crime before heaven. I'm going to come right back. I'm going to have Tim Brown up with me. Tim can go ahead and commentate on the video. And then as well, I want to hit a couple other topics. And then what we're going to do is I got a couple things I need to say during the end of the last segment. And then we'll take it from there. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi everyone, this is Pete Santilli. As a political prisoner of the Obama administration, I was the longest-held journalist in American history. I received so much support from Bradley Dean, Tim Brown, and the entire Sons of Liberty Radio family. I'm forever grateful to Bradley, Tim, and most importantly, the listeners of Sons of Liberty Radio. Thank you for your unwavering and steadfast support.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, Tim. You got Tim Brown, sonsoflibertyradio.com morning show host with us right now. Also editor for sonsoflibertymedia.com. Do visit that site. Tim, so I just played that video that you just shared with me this morning or this afternoon, and it doesn't get any more clear than that. And no matter how many times we show the people, they still want to denounce the fact concerning what we just showed them as just being, you know, gossip, when in fact we showed you out of their own mouths that Donald Trump is a Christian. And I just wanted you to go ahead and add on to what's going on here with that and this whole agenda, and add Donald Trump rather than making Donald Trump the topic, if you would, please.
Yeah, sure. I wish you'd go ahead and play the rest of it, because I think you cut it off right when the guy was going to let Donald say it out of his mouth.
Oh, okay.
Because that follows up right there. I don't know if you can back it up just a tad and let him go to that where he talks about sodomite rights.
Okay, so let's watch the rest of this now.
Donald Trump is the first president in American history to be pro-gay marriage from his first day in office. President Trump knew I was gay when he appointed me to one of the most prestigious and powerful ambassadorships in the world. As ambassador to Germany, President Trump fully supported our fight to crush the homophobic and barbaric terrorist organization Hezbollah and the Iranian regime that supports them. While President Trump was denying the homophobic regime money, the Obama-Biden team was giving them billions of dollars. Joe Biden not only admits it, He says he'll do it again if elected president.
Will I reinstate the Iran nuclear deal?
President Trump began a historic campaign to decriminalize homosexuality around the globe at the United Nations, where he publicly challenged the 69 countries who make being gay a crime to change their laws.
My administration is working with other nations to stop criminalizing of homosexuality.
Gays and lesbians can be put to death in 9 countries just for being who we are. So why did Joe Biden fail to make this issue a priority in his more than 40 years in Washington? He's never answered this question. This is why I believe we need President Trump in office for another 4 years. And I'm certainly not the only one. There are millions of patriotic gay Americans who are sick of being told to sit down and shut up by those who want to control us. Those who are afraid of our voice. Those who want to keep equality a partisan issue. They tell us our opinions don't matter because we don't subscribe to their groupthink. They try and bully us into silence. But in my experience, proud gay people don't like to be silent. They like to be loud. Yesterday's champions of diversity are today's intolerance. Well, I love this country, and I'm not going to be silent. There are tens of thousands of gay conservatives just like me.
No such thing, friends. Oxymoron. Doesn't make sense.
Vote Democrat because Donald Trump is the most pro-gay president in American history.
Wow. And he does this abashedly. Tim, I got to be honest. I honestly just have to say, how do you take a Donald Trump serious? I, for the life of me, am bewildered at that one point. I truly am.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, well, I take him serious in the fact that he's put up a controlled opposition, but we've been saying this for a long time. But it's amazing to me. It's like this. It's, if I can show this just real quickly.
Yes.
On that very video that you played, now I uploaded it on my Rumble channel, but even though this person saw, it's a woman, even though this person saw it, look at it. Red-pilled woman. I'm voting for Trump, period. Okay. And I just said, well, then you're going to get what you deserve, because what happens? You're citing that our greatest threat, and I'm sure you agree, is not Hezbollah, it's not Israel, it's not Russia, it's not China, it's not any. Our greatest threat is God himself. If we make ourselves the enemies of God,
yeah.
What has God done with his enemies in the past? Well, he's destroyed them if they don't repent. And so when you show professed Christians, I know all of them have not seen these videos. They haven't seen all of that. Maybe they're just following in with mainstream media or Mockingbird media, or maybe their favorite alternative guys who supported Trump and they weren't showing them any of this. I get that people might be ignorant of it. But even Dave this morning, I mean, he's helped Carrie Lake. He's helped Donald Trump, and he's told us, he said, look, when I help them and it's for their benefit, they take my advice. They do what I say, and they actually win. But when it's for the people, they ignore it and want to go with their attorneys. They're Pharisees who hide the key of knowledge, as he said, echoing what Jesus said. And even when I played it for him this morning, he was like, and then I asked him after, I said, did that blow you away? And he goes, I was totally blown away. I didn't know that had been said. And so he starts to understand that too. And I think real Christians understand that this is the spirit of Antichrist. When you're claiming the name of Christ, the name of God, and again, taking his name in vain, and then you go and you support things like this, well, what's the end? Romans 1, you quoted that earlier, verse 32, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. And I got to tell you, for a man to support sodomites and openly do it the way some of these guys do, and they want to say, oh, we don't want God's judgment all, you have to wonder, are they engaged in it?
Of course.
I'm not saying they are. I'm saying you have to wonder if they are engaged in it.
Yeah, of course. I mean, there's, again, if you're not preaching out against it, you're guilty of it. And by the way, I was thinking of Micah 3:5 when they were saying peace, peace, and there is no peace. And the Lord said you're making war against him. In doing so, that's what these men are attempting to do. They're trying to get the people to create war with them against God. And if anybody's ever taken the time to understand his dash story, these men don't win. And they haven't won, and they're not going to win, and they're just going to learn the hard way. And we're all going to learn the hard way if we don't stand up and put a stop to all of this together.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So that was part of the reason I had Dave on. Dave has very practical things that people can do. Just you do this, and he doesn't make it complicated. He gives very simple things where people can get involved, because so many people, you hear them too, they say, what can we do? What can we do? And we talk about impeaching, we talk about prosecuting, but the impeachment process is handled. That's the total authority of the House of Representatives. So the people are saying, well, what can we do? And I think there's some very practical things we can do in the fight against these people who have usurped authority. Authority never delegated to them. I mean, who is Joe Biden or Ted Cruz or any of these guys to tell Uganda what they can or can't do? We started calling them today. They're not the indentured servants. That's what I'm going to start referring to the representative. You're our servants. You're indentured servants. You said your yes is going to be yes and your no, no. But when you say yes, you do the no. And when you say no, you make it a yes. And over and over, and that's what they're doing. I mean, that little tweet that you read from Ted Cruz. I mean, how do you look at people with a straight face and say, I'm a Christian, but it's an abomination to push for the death penalty for those who are engaged in sodomy? How do you do that?
Yeah, I don't know. Tim, I'm out of time here, and the bottom line is they do it because they're distorted, they're extorted, and there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. So sure. With that said, thanks for the information this morning, thanks for jumping on again with such a short amount of time. With that, friends, Tim Brown, Sons of Liberty Radio Morning Show. Check it out every single morning. Hey, Tim, what time is your Eastern time? Is that 5:30? What time does your show start there?
6 o'clock Eastern. Sorry, I cut off the video.
Oh, no, that's okay.
6 o'clock Eastern.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. I totally appreciate it. Bob, I'm going to have to take you tomorrow, my friend. I wanted to make one more point before the end of the show. Yesterday, I did a show on Franklin Graham, exposing him for who he is. He's controlled opposition, 1 Kings 13:33. And, of course, we had to have one of the individuals go in and take out of context what I was saying. And it's absolutely amazing to me what people will say. This woman said, the scriptures most assuredly teach in many places that God loves you. And she said, I'm not suggesting that Franklin Graham is not in error in some ways, but maybe people take shots at you because you at times attack the wrong things. You are wrong to suggest that God does not love his people. I didn't ever say that in any given setting or in any explanation or exposition. I never said anything like that. So what I did is I went to the next comment, and it was by Christian Freeman, and this person said, listen to Bradley's exact words. Thank you, Christian. He said, he said God loves us and shows his love through demonstration of that love. That's right, 1 John 3:18. The verse you quoted has been written by man inspired, not by God. Bradley's point was the Father has never said it verbally, only through actions has he made his love known. Period. He goes on, he sacrificed his only son that we may be forgiven, which is better, you being told that you are loved, or love is proven in which you can see and feel in your heart. In other words, he said, love is in demonstration, not in word. Thank you, Christian, for justifying that, because it's not what I said. What you said is exactly what I said, and I appreciate it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.